how great the numbers were. That's what's really staggering and what caught the attention of the world. The hurricanes that we've had in the Florida area, the tornadoes that have come through so many areas have killed many. There may have been times when the death toll would go into maybe the hundreds. I suppose on a few occasions, maybe into the thousands. But you think about 200,000 people in a moment swept out to sea, never to return again. What a tremendous number of people that were involved. And in the fifth place, what I just said needs to be emphasized, never to return again. Never to be seen again. Never in this life to be seen again. What we're talking about is described in the sixth place by the word final. As far as the physical life is concerned, what happened on that occasion for thousands, hundreds of thousands of people was final. That was it. Never be recovered. Never know any more about what happened to each one. Something that was very, very final. Now, having made those points, go with me first back to Genesis 7 for just a moment and realize what happened on that occasion. In Genesis 7, from about verse 11 down through verse 16, we have the record of Noah and his family going into the ark and the flood beginning. Begin reading at verse 17, Genesis 7. The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. The waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. What a tremendous thing the tsunami was, but very small compared to what happened as recorded in Genesis 7. God brought the flood upon the earth. Every living creature, with the exception of Noah and his family and those that were with him in the ark, were destroyed. I know God said he would never bring a flood like that again, and I believe he's kept his promise. But he did not say that there would not be times when many would die and calamities would happen. And our century is not the first one in which something like that has happened. But think about what happened on that occasion. And in the passage that Brother Yawn read a few minutes ago, he read there in the New Testament where Jesus says things that are happening today are a lot like they were back in the days of Noah, and what's going to happen at the day of judgment will be a lot like that. He said, while they were eating and drinking and marrying, giving in marriage, going ahead about life. And the flood came and they were all gone. Those in the tsunami were going ahead about life. And a few seconds later, over 200,000 of them perhaps gone. It's hard for us to imagine that, but folks, that's not the event on which we really need to focus. The event on which we really need to focus is described over in 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Not just a part of a continent, not just a part of several countries, not just the dwelling place of a few hundred thousand, but the heavens, he says, shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Are we allowing that promised event to impress us as much as something like the tsunami? Go back and think with me for a moment about the 6 points that I made a few minutes ago about the tsunami. It came unexpectedly. When people were not expecting anything like that, the Bible clearly teaches in this passage and again and again and again in others that the judgment day is going to come unexpectedly. Jesus said there in the text of Matthew 24, "No man knoweth." He even indicated that at the time he was saying these things that he didn't know, only the Father in heaven. In the second place, we said it came with little or no notice. And we can say without reservation that the judgment day is coming with no notice. As a thief in the night, when least expected and with no notice, you can rest assured that the folks who are always predicting when the end of the world will come don't know what they're talking about. Because the Bible says it'll come when there is no notice. We said the people were helpless. What do you think you can do about your physical situation when the day of judgment comes? Not a thing. When God decides to bring this earth to an end and to bring about the day of judgment, we are as helpless as we can be. Doesn't make any difference what power we might have here. We will be completely helpless. And if you think the number of people destroyed in the tsunami was great and the number of people destroyed in the flood was great, think about the number of people that will be involved in the judgment and will be taken from this earth. This earth won't be here anymore. We will all go before the judgment seat of Christ. Every man shall give account. Romans 14:12, 2 Corinthians 5:10. All nations shall be gathered before him. Matthew 25:31-32. Everybody. And we will be completely helpless as far as a dwelling place is concerned. Our dwelling place will be gone. And more important than that, we will at that moment be completely helpless about doing anything to determine where we spend the eternity. Up until that moment, we're not helpless. But from that moment on, there is no changing. Our destiny will have been sealed. And then there is the loss of people never to be seen again. I ask you to imagine a few minutes ago standing there on the shore or back far enough from it that it didn't get you and you saw a loved one swept out to sea. Or later found that a loved one had been swept out and you would never see them again. Folks, there's going to come a time when we will be separated from some of our loved ones, never, never to see them again for an eternity. You think about a separation taking place with a tsunami. We've never seen anything like will take place at the judgment. It is interesting that it is said about Jesus in Matthew 10:34-39 that he came not to bring peace but a sword. He said he came to set father against son and mother against daughter. And I believe if you'll analyze and study that, he's simply saying that on the subject of Jesus, there will be those who will accept him and those who will not. And in the same family, there will be those who are Christians and those who are not. And at the day of judgment, there's going to be a separation between those that are Christians and those that are not. And folks, if it happened at this moment, would there not be families right here tonight who would be separated like that? Where some would go to heaven never to see some of their loved ones again? Oh, if we could get ourselves to think about the judgment like we do the tsunami. And we said that it was final, physically speaking. And the judgment is final, spiritually speaking. You and I are going to hear God say one of two things to us. He will either say, enter in, or cast him out. Enter in, or cast him out. And after God has said that to each of us, those to whom he says enter in will be with the presence of God for an eternity, and those who are cast out will be in torment for an eternity away from God. There'll never be a change, and we will be separated from some of our loved ones and friends. Folks, it is high time that we began to think more about the judgment than we do the tsunami. A terrible event. As I said, I'm sure I can't even imagine what took place. But I can't even imagine what's going to take place at the day of judgment. I just have to believe what God said and accept the facts that he's given to us. Now let me ask you something. If you had been standing or living in one of those areas that was hit by the tsunami, and you had had advance notice, what would you have done? If you had even had notice that there was a possibility that it was coming that day, what would you have done? Isn't it interesting that if we had advance notice that something could happen, even we didn't know when it was going to happen, that we would plan ahead, make provisions, take precautions to save our bodies, and yet we have advance notice that the judgment day is coming, and sometimes we don't do anything about it to save our souls. God sent Christ to be the salvation for us, or to give us salvation, made it possible for us to believe in him, repent of our sins, confess his name, be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins, that his blood can cleanse us from our sins, and to live with him, his blood continuing to cleanse us, so that if the judgment comes this second or a million years from now, we are ready to go to live with God and never to be separated from him. How can we turn down that protection and that opportunity to make that provision? We need to think about the judgment and realize what's going to happen. I just can't stand to think about the fact that some of my loved ones could be lost and others saved. And yet I believe there may be those in the audience tonight who know that if the judgment were to come tonight, you would be separated from those you love the most. And God tells us that. If the siren were to go off tonight while we're in this service, and we've had that experience in the last few years, indicating that a tornado was in this building, I don't believe that I would have to stand up here and beg one person to not do what was reasonable for protection. The siren has gone off and says the judgment day is approaching. Why should we have to beg anybody to get ready for that? It certainly is important to get ready for something that we know when it's coming. It's even more important to get ready for something that we do not know when it is coming, but know that it is. The judgment day is real. Are you ready for that tsunami? If not, you need to come to God right now as together we stand and sing.